Well, look, in my Telegram channel, I just won't read it out loud right now. I publish one of the versions that attempts to explain Trump's paradoxical, absurd, inexplicable behavior. There is no reason to think that this is the only or even the correct version. With the same likelihood, it could be reality, or it could be pure fiction and conspiracy theory. But there is a principle, the well-known Occam's razor, which advises cutting away all that is complex, convoluted, and contrived, leaving the simplest possible explanation for events or phenomena. And if we follow the principle of Occam's razor, then of course, at the very least, attention should be paid to this version. Well, if this version seems to you to be nonsense, just treat it as entertaining reading. This was written back in 2018 by a KGB officer responsible for recruiting Americans. And it indeed describes how in Moscow, during a visit to Russia, Trumpy, like many others, was entangled, issued in the usual traditional KGB web. And there's no need to see Putin behind this. Because in those years when all this was happening, I didn't even know if he was already running, if he was trusted to run for beer, for the colonels. No. As you remember, everything was then sacrificed in Russia to the greatness, power, and omnipresence of the KGB. And indeed, the resources were enormous, as were the staff numbers. And of course, every significant, every important person, especially an American, would find themselves in numerous situations that, if disclosed, could be sensitive for them, compromising, or even deadly. There were no exceptions. If you're ever interested, I can tell you how it was done, how it was structured. There were very clear guidelines. This was not applied only to just one person, only Trump. Trump probably couldn't even imagine at that moment that he would one day be on the throne of the American presidency. Nevertheless, read there. Damn, I don't want to read everything. But I can only say that back then, for a naive foreigner finding themselves in the USSR, it was absolutely impossible not to get caught in the whole system of KGB traps. And people were skillfully drawn into situations where they themselves, in general, they created compromising material on themselves. But from my words, one should not conclude that the recruitment version of Trump's behavior is true or even a priority. It is probabilistic. It might be a lie. It might be pure conspiracy theory, but it should be understood that in the coming years, people will be searching for the answer to the mystery of Trump's paradoxical behavior in February. After all, he seems to be a mature fellow. We all saw that he is adequate. We saw that he knows how to button a jacket. He orients himself correctly and opens doors where he should. And these suicidal, ridiculous, absurd, disgraceful, his actions in this case are absolutely inexplicable. And especially inexplicable when he has, and it's clear that he had and still has a real, beautiful, simple, technological opportunity to truly end the war in an hour. And he knows about this opportunity. If he had done what he should have done and could have, he would have received a storm of applause from all continents. Only North Korea would have wept. He would have generated a worldwide standing ovation. And then he wouldn't have gotten into this great Trump scandal. Moreover, I can tell you that Trump's behavior cannot be explained by psychiatry. This lies in a completely different realm. But it must be said that this version of KGB kompromat, the existence of KGB kompromat, with which Putin is now manipulating Trump, is bad because it provides a very simple solution to an astonishing mystery, but the paradox nevertheless remains: there is no clarity, and conspiracy, espionage, fantasy versions, and amateur insights will prevail. By the way, explaining the influence of the mask should also not be done.